I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's time to hear from Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends, and he's always got interesting and good ideas for where you should be putting your money now and in the long term. And it's important always when we get you the ETF of the week to understand that it's pretty seldom that you're buying an ETF for the week. That it's always that question about how long is this trend going to continue? How deeply do you want to play it? All those other things. So I always recommend that you want to make sure if there's anything you missed, if you want more information, that you go to ETFtrends.com to get more information on Tom, the firm, and his picks. You can also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Tom Lydon and the firm is at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Vanguard Global XUS Real Estate ETF, and the ticker is VNQI.
VNQI, Vanguard Global XUS Real Estate ETF. All right. Really, we've had, I think the one thing that almost every guest on this show has agreed on is that they pretty much hate REITs. They cannot find REITs. REITs have been chased to where the value's not there and people don't like them. Now, this is XUS, so maybe that's the play, or maybe you just see everything different. But why a real estate ETF at a time when we're getting so much hatred for REITs in general?
Well, it's a great question, Chuck. You know, here we're in a situation where everybody's sitting on the sidelines throwing stones, but in the meantime, this market continues to move on. We've seen real estate here domestically improve dramatically from where it was 3 years ago. But if you look overseas, the same thing is happening. We're going through kind of a global real estate, reconvergence, let's say. So now, and you bring up a good point, from a valuation standpoint, are the values still there? And here, in this well-diversified REIT ETF, and this is all outside the U.S., not only are you getting a great yield, which the current yield is 5.5%, but the P.E. ratio is 14, so much less than the S&P 500, where there are a lot of people that are feeling like the U.S. domestic market is pretty fairly valued.
Mm-hmm.
So you can make the case for between the emerging market, Europe, Pacific, Mideast, and North American allocations here in this REIT ETF, you've got global coverage in the real estate market, you've got a decent yield at a decent price, and a very low expense ratio of 0.32%.
Well, that's one of the things you always like about Vanguard's ETFs is the low expense ratio. The allocation here, it's about 20% emerging markets and about 20% Europe, although the Europe exposure seems to be more diversified. I mean, you've got almost 20% of the portfolio in Japan, and you've got a lot of Asia here with Hong Kong accounting for a big chunk and China and Singapore accounting for big chunks. So how do you like the exposure here when it comes to that mix of emerging markets, Asia, and then a lot of little bits in Europe?
Here's where a company like Vanguard really steps up and does what they're supposed to do, what they're paid for, and they make decisions as far as the allocations. There are not that many global REIT ETFs, number one. And number two, since they've had a decent track record, I think we have to assume that their allocation is probably appropriate for the times. You know, the question is, geez, from a global standpoint, I'd like to see a little bit more China and a little bit less Japan, but frankly, the publicly traded offerings that are available probably just aren't there in China compared to what you can get in Japan or Hong Kong. So, you know, 6 months ago, I would have been a little bit scared about that Japan allocation, but you look to see what's going on in Japan right now and how they're trying to push their currency and their rates lower and lower and lower and lower valuations, and that's pushing the equity markets and the real estate markets up there. So even more so, having Japan as the top allocation here makes a lot of sense today.
What kind of holding? I mean, how much do you commit to a fund like this? And for what time frame are you committed to it before you review it? Or what's the trigger to say it's time to review it?
Yeah, and great question. So, Chuck, you know, we always ask people, make sure you have an idea of how long you're going to hold it. But the key here is people already have real estate on their balance sheets. There are a lot of people that own one house, or maybe they own another house. So make sure you take that into account. But I would say 5% of your overall equity portion of your portfolio, and this is definitely a long-term hold. This is something that you're going to hold for the next 5 years. And there are going to be ups and downs, but the great thing is you've got the global diversification and also the global currency play that's going to balance things out over time.
So basically, we're going to hold this unless something truly changes. And again, we're talking about international REITs. We can hold this indefinitely.
You can. And, you know, I think more and more for people as they're looking at real estate and they're saying, geez, you know, I know people who lost their homes, or I know people who had to sell their vacation home at a loss. Think about real estate ETFs if you're looking to upgrade your real estate allocation rather than buying another investment property.
Absolutely. And if you're going to look at real estate ETFs, well, Tom's pick for the ETF of the week is the Vanguard Global XUS Real Estate ETF, the ticker symbol VNQI. For more information, go to ETFtrends.com or follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends or at Tom Lydon. We unfortunately can't be with Tom Lydon anymore, so we'll say goodbye until next week. Tom, look forward to it then.
Great. Thanks, Chuck.
There is much more to go on the April the 4th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the big interview, and later on, the Money Life Market Call, when Money Life continues after these messages.